In her address to the Republican convention, Palin sought to link herself to McCain's reputation as a maverick, and McCain's surprise choice of the little-known Alaska governor as his running mate underscored that reputation. While McCain portrays himself as a reformer within the Republican Party, Palin's socially conservative family values and personal biography have tremendous appeal for the conservative wing of the party whose support McCain has been courting. While Palin came across well to convention delegates, she will face intense scrutiny as the campaign heats up. Among other things, her performance in an October vice presidential debate against veteran U.S. Senator Joe Biden is expected to provide Americans with a clearer picture of her abilities and whether McCain's bold selection was a wise one. Among the constituents McCain hopes to win over are women voters, including some of Hillary Clinton's Democratic supporters who were disappointed at her primary loss to Senator Barack Obama. Some leading Republican women have come out strongly in defense of Palin, who they say has faced unfair scrutiny in the media over revelations about her unwed daughter's pregnancy and an ethics investigation involving her in Alaska, as well as questions about her executive experience as a first-term governor. Carly Fiorina, a former chief executive of Hewlett-Packard, says demeaning headlines describing Palin as, among other things, a cheerleader from the West will backfire as American women of all political persuasions learn more about her.
This executive, who has made more executive decisions than Barack Obama has made in his life, also happens to be a woman, and that is thrilling to so many millions of American women.
Former U.S. Treasurer Rosario Marin says Palin is well-equipped to reflect challenges facing American women attempting to balance career and family. Marin is angry with media coverage of Palin.
I believe that women are completely and absolutely outraged. I am outraged. I am insulted. I am offended.
Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says conservatives have been energized by Palin's presence on the Republican ticket, but he believes most Americans have not yet made up their minds, even after what most agree was a superb convention performance.
There is no clear decision yet on Sarah Palin, and there won't be, even after her convention speech. It's going to take a few weeks of interviews, cross-examining by big-name journalists, to see how she reacts, because we still don't know what's under the microscope, how she'll perform. Does she know enough about issues? Does she know anything about foreign policy, national security issues, international questions? How will she respond to questions on the role of the government and the size of government? We just don't know enough about her.
Political analysts say McCain's choice of Palin has solidified the traditional conservative base for McCain, as well as injected a youthful element into his campaign. If he is victorious over Obama, McCain would be 72 years old when he is sworn in next January. Palin is 44. Former House of Representatives Republican Majority Leader Tom DeLay says before the Palin selection, he was having difficulty personally committing to vote for McCain because of differences with him on many key issues. DeLay says Palin has transformed the race.
But now with Palin on the ticket and the base will be energized and the independents will be with McCain, it's a race now. And the McCain campaign cannot dismiss the fact that they limited themselves to public financing, and Obama's going to outspend them 5-1. And Obama's got an incredible organization that McCain doesn't have. So that's going to be the difference in the race, I think. And they're going to have to work very, very hard to make up that difference.
DeLay predicts what he calls continued trashing of Palin in the media will awaken what he describes as the giant in the Republican Party, namely Republican women. Jane Swift, a former Republican governor of the state of Massachusetts, predicts that American voters will come to understand more of what Sarah Palin brings to the Republican ticket and the potential this holds for the country.
I think what the American people will see this evening is Governor Palin doing her job, and as they get to know the McCain-Palin ticket, I think they'll be as impressed as all of us are with a record of achievement, and they will help us all to focus on the issues.
It is too early to tell whether Palin will draw more women to McCain's camp, as Republicans hope. Dan Robinson, VOA News at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota.